Now, just as we were coming to air, the news broke that the Ulster Unionist leader, Steve Aiken, had announced his resignation. I'm joined on the line now by our Northern editor, Vincent Carney. Vincent, this is a surprise announcement.
Perhaps not expected today, but not a surprise entirely. Steve Aiken has been under pressure for some time. He was viewed as ineffectual in his leadership. There had been some talk of a move against him potentially a couple of weeks ago, but then Arlene Foster was forced to step aside as leader of the DUP and First Minister. So the Ulster Unionist Party then sort of set their own discussion and debate aside. So this has come today. So in terms of the timing, it is a surprise, but in terms of him actually stepping down, no. I think in the last few weeks, the view was it was a matter of when, not if. He has been viewed, as I say, by his own party members as being ineffectual. And he took part in a BBC Radio Ulster radio interview a couple of weeks back that was an absolute disaster for him. And many within his party were exasperated by his contribution to that programme. So this is all about getting ready for the election. The election will be in May of next year. The DUP will obviously have a new leader going into that election. And many within the Ulster Unionist Party felt that if they have any chance at all of staving off the new threat from the DUP and perhaps even gaining some seats, that they could not do it under Steve Aiken. So I think he's listened to the grassroots within the party who were telling him that it was time to go.
And of course, he himself was elected unopposed in 2019. Any thoughts yet on what the leadership contest will look like in the UUP now?
Well, I think many within the UUP would like to go back to their former leader, Robin Swan, the current health minister, because the view is that he's done very well during COVID. He's handled the pandemic quite well, and the vaccination rollout in Northern Ireland is going very well. He may not want to step back in. He said he was stepping aside for personal reasons. He wanted to spend more time with his family. Now, a close colleague of Steve Aiken, he's a former submarine commander in the British Royal Navy. A former colleague of his, Doug Beattie, is a former British Army officer who was awarded the military cross. He's an MLA for Upper Ban. So I think some within the party would see Doug Beattie as a potential leader. Some would want to go take a step backwards to Robin Swan. As yet, no one has formally declared. But as you said, just back in 2019 in November, no one else actually put their hat in the ring. Now, I think that says a lot about the state of play within the Ulster Unionist Party. And of course, this comes in Northern Ireland's centenary year. So it couldn't happen at a worse time for unionists. They're talking about celebrating Northern Ireland being 100 years old. And now both parties, the DUP and Ulster Unionist Party, are in a state of internal flux.
Indeed. And as you say, Doug Beattie, of course, we've been hearing a lot from him this week because he's come out very strongly against those reports or the suggestion that there's maybe an amnesty from prosecution for British soldiers that would have been indicted for crimes during the Troubles.
Yeah, that's right. He's been a very outspoken critic of that. He's also said, as a former British soldier himself, he has said that he believes if former British soldiers broke the law, that they should face the courts like anyone else. But he was outraged at the possibility that former IRA members and former Loyalist paramilitaries could also be excluded from prosecution. He cited the example of the Dublin Monaghan bombings, saying that those responsible would walk free if this legislation was introduced. Now, in the past, because of his close relationship and friendship with Steve Aiken, the view was that Doug Beattie would not go up against him in a leadership contest. But now that Steve Aiken has stepped aside, Doug Beattie, if he has leadership ambitions, I would say will feel he's not inhibited anymore and will go for it.
Okay, well, we will, as they say, watch this space. Vincent Carney, many thanks for joining us with that update and that breaking news from Northern Ireland today. Thomas Byrne, were you surprised by that development?
Well, I certainly, knowing that it would be happening, look, it's a matter for the Ulster Unionist Party. We wish him well and the contribution that he has made. And it will be an internal matter of the Ulster Unionist Party to select a new leader. I suppose the most important thing from our point of view is that the Assembly remains functioning and that we can, you know, try to get everybody, north and south, within the north and between east and west, working very, very well together. And clearly there's a delicate balance at the moment, and we want to make sure we don't upset that balance too much.
Yeah, a lot of turmoil in unionist politics in Northern Ireland.
There is,
Louisa Riley.
There is indeed, Katie. This is, and of course, you know, I want to acknowledge this is a tough day for Steve Aiken and for his family and for his supporters. You know, I mean, it's always tough. We don't know yet the reasons, and we don't have, you know, a full suite of information. But it's clear that unionism is at a crossroads and at a time when leadership has never been more important, they find themselves leaderless. And that is that's very worrying. You know, we saw in the most recent elections the end of the inbuilt unionist majority. And that, I think, is causing sending shockwaves. You know, the politics of change. We don't just talk about that in the South. That is very much in the North. And it's been driven by Brexit and by other factors. And so I think, you know, it's a matter for the Ulster Unionist Party who leads them. They have a decision to make now. We will, of course, continue to work with all parties right across the Assembly to ensure that we can bring that stability. Okay.